Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. The Lusaka High Court has sentenced 52-year-old Sylvia Mutava of Lusaka's Garden Compound to 15 years simple imprisonment for keeping her husband's skeletal remains in their matrimonial bedroom for 2 years. In delivering judgment, Judge Anna Onoju stated that the prosecution had proved its case of manslaughter beyond reasonable doubt, that the convict caused the death of her husband by neglecting him during his illness. In this case, Ms. Mutava pleaded not guilty to one count of manslaughter. The court heard that Ms. Mutava kept the body of her deceased husband in their matrimonial bedroom for 2 years until he turned into a skeleton. According to evidence produced before the court, Ms. Mutava locked the dead body in the room without telling anyone until it decomposed. The court also heard that during investigations, the police discovered the body lying on the bed facing upwards and covered with a green towel with some maggots. Judge Onunuju has warned that spouses owe each other a duty of care and that failure to look after a sick partner may amount to negligence if the partner dies. She said instead of taking her sick husband to the hospital, the convict decided to offer prayer, emphasizing that prayer alone without medical attention was not right. In mitigation, the convict asked her family and Zambians at large to forgive her. Judge Onunuju heard her plea, but to deter would-be offenders, she sentenced her to 15 years simple imprisonment, effective from the day of arrest. In Lusaka have formally charged and arrested Mambwe Zimba of Livala South for the offence of transmission of deceptive electoral communication contrary to the Cyber Crimes Act. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha says the suspect was apprehended following a joint operation conducted by the Zambia Police Service with other law enforcement agencies. Ms. Kaitisha said it is alleged that on February 22, 2026, Mr. Zimba, in his capacity as a page administrator, transmitted a deceptive and misleading electronic image on a Facebook page known as Zambia for All 2026, falsely depicting President Hakainde Hichilema lying in a coffin. She said the publication is alleged to have been false and misleading to members of the public, both within and outside the country.
The suspect was apprehended following a joint operation conducted by the Zambia Police Service with other law enforcement agencies. It is alleged that on February 22, 2026, Mambwe Zimba, in his capacity as a state administrator, transmitted a deceptive and misleading electronic image on a Facebook page known as Zambia for All 2026. Depicting the Republican President and Commander-in-Chief of the Defense Force, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, lying in a coffin.
The Zambia Revenue Authority has seized over 4,700 cases of assorted smuggled alcoholic beverages with a revenue loss of over 4.1 million kwacha. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala said the seizure was conducted on 22nd February 2026 in Kazungula. Mr. Nzala said the attempted smuggling of the beverages by five importers was made with forged documents for another customs-accredited client program. He said the goods seized include Glenmorange, Four Cousins, Gordon's Gin, Fat Bastard, Jameson, Malibu, and Tequila.
The Zambia Revenue Authority has seized over 4,700 cases of assorted beverages. These are beverages that were seized on Sunday 22nd February 2026 here in Kazungula. Now, of course, The smuggling was done by about five importers using forged documents for another client. And the estimated total revenue loss from this attempted smuggling activity is about 4.1 million kwacha. Again, we'd like to call upon the business community to always ensure that whenever they are dealing with the Zambia Revenue Authority, all their transactions should be correct and truthful.
The Anti-Corruption Commission in Kitwe has arrested and charged former Mbulungu Harbour Corporation Limited General Manager Davis Kaluba for corrupt practices involving $50,000. In a statement, ACC Acting Head Corporate Communication Chirufia Chisanga says Mr. Kaluba, 52, of house number 10, 14th Street, Kitwe, has been charged with two counts of willful failure to comply with applicable procedure contrary to the Anti-Corruption Act of the Laws of Zambia. She said details of the matter are that Mr. Kaluba, between 1st December 2016 and 28th February 2017 in Mpulungu District, while serving as General Manager of Mpulungu Harbour Corporation Limited, willfully failed to comply with applicable law and procedure. Ms. Chisanga said investigations established that he withdrew $50,000 from the institution's account to purchase a Toyota Quantum bus worth $45,000, while $5,000 was spent on the purchase of CCTV cameras and hard drives.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Indo-Zambia Bank and Visa have announced a five-year strategic collaboration aimed at advancing Zambia's digital payment ecosystem and promoting greater financial inclusion across the country. Bank Managing Director Brajesh Singh said the partnership represents an important step in Indo-Zambia Bank's strategy to support Zambia's national digital agenda. Mr. Singh said by expanding the bank's digital payment capabilities, they are creating pathways for broader financial inclusion and enabling convenient payment options to support key government programs and other social service delivery mechanisms through products such as Visa prepaid cards linked to secure digital wallets. He added that the collaboration comes at a time when digital payment adoption in Zambia is growing rapidly, presenting opportunities for increased financial inclusion, economic growth, and the development of a future-ready banking ecosystem.
This partnership with Visa represents an important step in the Indo-Zambia Bank's strategy to support Zambia's national digital agenda. By expanding our digital payment capabilities, we are creating pathways for broader financial inclusion and enabling convenient payment options that can support key government programs and other social delivery mechanisms through products such as Visa prepaid cards attached to secure digital wallets. We are therefore proud that this collaboration comes at a time when Zambia's digital payment adoption is growing rapidly.
Meanwhile, Visa Country Manager Amon Magonde said the partnership goes beyond technology and commercial value as it seeks to unlock economic growth while reaffirming Visa's commitment to bringing global capabilities to the local market.
Indo-Zambia plays a critical role in Zambia's financial ecosystem. What stood out for us is not only your strong performance historically, but your clear ambition to grow with purpose, focusing on value, relevance, innovation, and long-term sustainability. This partnership is beyond just technology or the commercial values. It is about partnering with Indo-Zambia and Visa to unlock the next phase of growth for this economy.
Zimbabwe has rejected a U.S. health deal that would have provided $367 million in funding over 5 years because of Washington's demand for sensitive data. The decision has come to light after a government memo from December was leaked, revealing that President Emmerson Mnangagwa felt the deal was lopsided. A government spokesperson